Darcy Falk is an artist in Flagstaff, and today she's working on her latest project, a 7-foot-tall kimono, a Kevlar kimono.
I had to buy special scissors because you can't cut it with just regular shears.
Falk, who is 54, bought the bulletproof fabric in the 1970s, shortly after the Supreme Court upheld Roe v. Wade, guaranteeing women the right to legal abortion. It was also shortly after Falk's own abortion.
I envisioned at the time that I would make a Kevlar kimono. It's a ceremonial garment that a woman could put on when she had a decision to make that would be sort of impervious to shame and judgment or bullets or whatever comes her way.
Falk says she put the Kevlar in a box in her art studio and then forgot about it for more than 30 years. But now, she says, with women's reproductive rights in the balance, it's time to break it out again.
I don't understand why people feel like they need to control our reproductive capabilities, options. You can't legislate a decision like that.
But Arizona lawmakers have. In the last 4 years, at least 30 abortion-related bills have come up in the legislature. Many have passed. In 2009, it became illegal for nurse practitioners to perform abortions. In 2011, public universities and community colleges were banned from using state funds to teach abortion techniques to medical students. And this year, religious-affiliated employers were allowed to deny employee health insurance coverage for contraception, and also fire workers who were found to be using it. Conservative lawmakers have focused so steadily on the issue that many Arizonans worry about the overall effect on women's health.
This is perhaps one of the most important elections in terms of its impact on women's access to health care, certainly that I've witnessed in my 28 years in women's health.
That's Brian Howard, president of Planned Parenthood Arizona.
It's not just about access to abortion. It is about access to basic preventive health care that I think even 5 years ago, we would not have contemplated that we could be talking about whether or not women should have access to birth control.
Howard says defunding Planned Parenthood makes it harder for low-income women to get the basic health care services clinics also provide, including cancer screenings. But not everyone agrees.
The notion that defunding Planned Parenthood would lead to a lack of health services being available to women is false.
Kathy Harrod is president of the Pro-Life Education and Research Organization, Center for Arizona Policy.
Pro-lifers find it abhorrent that taxpayer funds are subsidizing the abortion business. And pro-life voters understand that other clinics exist to provide these needed health services.
And for some voters, that will be the primary reason for their vote next week.
It's a huge point. I mean, it's probably the number one point. That if they can't get beginning of life straight, then they shouldn't be leading us.
Sam Copeland is one of about 30 pro-life, faith-based demonstrators who've gathered nearly every day for over a month outside Planned Parenthood's Flagstaff clinic.
It seems like if I needed to depend on someone who's representing me, if they can't get that straight, then the complicated issues of governing people are hopelessly out of reach for them in many ways.
Copeland says until the election is decided, he will fast and pray for absolution on the issue. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.